Okay, time now for our story of the month by Frenchman Thomas Dubon, and it's entitled The Broken Cross of Hunchinaville. But why is it broken? Well, let's have a listen to find out.
We do not, in northern France, have such beautiful stone crosses as the one you have in Ireland. Like, for example, the one standing in Monastable Old Graveyard. We do, though, have some stone crosses. They are made of tuff, which is a very hard stone. And there is one between the villages of Hunchinaville and Villers. It is a quite simple cross showing no carvings, but there is a story about it. Long ago, in the village of Hunchinaville, lived a boy called Charles. His favorite activity with all his friends was to play tricks to an old woman that they called the witch. And I must say that she had the look of it. She had very old white hair, very old wrinkled skin, a very old mouth with no teeth, a very old black dress, and very old feet in very old clogs. She was living in a small house, and her only friend was an old hen. So Charles and the other boys were often seen around her house, throwing stones or potato peelings. When the woman was walking in the village, the boys were making faces at her. The old woman never said nor did nothing. But when she was home, sitting in a chair, petting a hen, she couldn't help thinking that if she could still run, if she still had teeth, she would love to catch one of those little scamps and devour him. But the old woman could do nothing, and Charles and the boys would go on with their games. One day, Charles' father told him, "If I were you, I'd be careful with the old witch. She was already old when I was young. And one day, I bet with my friends that I would go into her house and steal her broom." I walked into the courtyard, but as I was standing in front of the door, a hen, the very same hen that she still has today, came to me, looked at me with its filthy eyes, and started to bark at me. Yes, the hen was barking. I was so afraid that I ran away and never went back. But Charles wouldn't listen to him. So one day, his grandfather told him, "My boy, if I were you, I'd be careful with the old witch. She was already old when I was young. And one day, I'll bet with my friends that I would go into her house and steal a broom." I walked into the courtyard, opened the door and walked in the house. It was very dark and smelly inside. And then I heard something. When I turned around, I saw, facing me, the witch's broom flying in the air. And it started to strike at me, hitting me on my head, back and shoulders. I ran away from there, and I never went back. But as you might guess, all this talking didn't change Charles' behavior at all. The old woman, though, wasn't ready to stay home doing nothing about this bunch of scoundrels. So she waited, and waited, and waited for this special day, or should I say, this special night. Oh yeah. When midnight came, she rose from a chair, putting her hand softly on the ground. She took a broom, opened the door, and off she was, flying on the broom. Wahoo! Well, in fact, it was an old worn broom, and it was going slowly, but she wasn't going far from home. There was, indeed, a small wood close to the village, and there, once a year, the witches of the whole area would meet. And that night there were 12 of them. They lit a fire and started to sing, and soon the devil they were summoning arrived, coming out of the flames. The old witch went to the devil. She danced around him, and she kissed his "Good. You should have what you want," said the devil. And he gave the old woman, shining in the firelight, an iron set of false, sharp teeth. Cling, cling, cling. She put it in a bag tied to her belt and went back home. Oh, sweet were her dreams that night. Le petit Charles, je veux le manger. The next day, the witch went to the village. Just as she had expected, the boys came to her as usual. When she saw Charles, she called him, "Come, my boy, come to me." Charles made a few steps toward the witch, and she said, "I am old, and I shall soon leave this world. But before I go, I'd like to give my magic broom to someone. You look more brave than your father. You look more brave than your grandfather. If you really are, meet me tonight at the cross standing on the road to Villers." As all his friends had heard the woman, Charles had no choice but to go to the cross that night. And so, there he was going, all alone. The moon was shining, and he could see the dark shape of the witch. He could hear her calling, "Come, my boy, come closer." But in the bag, the denture had smelled the blood and flesh of the child, and it was starting to move and jump. It was very excited. So when the witch opened the bag, she just couldn't grab it, and the iron set of teeth got on the ground. It was jumping here and there, closing and opening.
Cling, 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 cling.
When Charles saw that, he just ran away from the witch and went back home. When she eventually sized the denture and placed it in a mass, Charlotte disappeared. The witch was so frustrated that she went to the first thing she saw. She went to the stone cross and scrunch! She took a bite from it. From that day, the witch has never been seen again, and the cross of Vichenville is missing an arm. Oh! Is it necessary to say that thereafter, Charles never again met fan of an old woman?
Story of the month, the broken cross of Hunchinville.